Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Charming and accessible, the new book Outside In and Inside Out by Emmy Kastner is the biographical picture book about Arnold Labelle, a Schenectady native, the Newbery and Caldecott award-winning author-illustrator behind the beloved Frog and Toad series. Arnold Labelle was many things, a quiet observer, an avid reader, and the kind of man who kept a gorilla suit in his closet just in case, because you never know. Above all else, he was an artist, a storyteller, and he infused pieces of himself in the characters that he created. A rare window into the life and work of Arnold Labelle, creator of the Frog and Toad series, Outside In and Inside Out, captures the iconic creator of some of the most beloved children books of all time. Emmy Kastner is an author and illustrator of several books for kids, including While You're Asleep and the Nerdy Babies board book series. She will be at the main Schenectady County Public Library tonight at 6 p.m. to talk about Outside In and the Inside Out, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Emmy to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being here. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
This is very cool. So Arnold was a Schenectady native.
Yes.
Do you have ties to this area?
I don't. I'm from Michigan.
Yeah, so, you're Michigan, yeah. Kalamazoo area.
Kalamazoo, yeah. I grew up on the east side. It's north of Detroit, but yeah.
Well, so that's cool. So the book just came out a couple days ago.
Yeah, like a week ago, yeah.
And so already you're out and about. So what better place to come than Schenectady?
I mean, it's a beautiful place. I've visited before, so it's just so beautiful to like see where he's from and kind of, yeah, celebrate that way.
I'm the son of a librarian. I grew up with these books. I knew these books very, very well. I love these books now. I give them as gifts all the time. I never knew the guy was from Schenectady.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what drew you to him?
Well, I mean, as a kid, his books meant a lot to me. Like Frog and Toad Are Friends. I carried that in my backpack. That book, you know, as I grew up, went to college with me, moved across the country and back. And it's just so special. And other books like Owl at Home and Mouse Tales, all these books just meant a lot to me. And now, as someone who makes children's books for a profession, his books continue to inspire. And just wanting to learn more about him personally and professionally, and I was just, these themes of the outside and inside were swirling in my head. So this picture book biography started to form, and I kind of fought the idea at first because he's an icon.
Yeah. Is that why you fought it? Because he was an icon?
Yeah. And I mean, he means so much to me, and figuring out why that is and what it is about his stories and what it was about him as a storyteller. I just was like, wondering why I should be the one to tell a story. But the more I learned about him, the more I realized that I had a story to tell.
He had a fascinating career. He died very young.
He did. Yes. In 1987. He was 54. Yes.
Yeah, that's young. Mm-hmm. And but saw great success in his time.
Oh yeah, and you know, he called himself a workhorse. He was prolific, nearly 100 books that he made, and we all know Frog and Toad. But in diving into his life and his work, just getting to know, there was a certain level of intimacy with his works and the evolution of his career. But yeah, he made a lot of books.
One of my favorites is Uncle Elephant.
Oh, and that's a story. And, you know, he'll talk in interviews about the stories that personally just meant so much to him. And so Uncle Elephant, I think, was inspired by his grandma. Yeah.
So give me a sense of once you decide to take on the icon.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the next step? I mean, you obviously have to research the guy.
Yes. And so much research and, you know, calling on the help of my librarian friends to find some hard to find interviews and articles, and really finding essays that he wrote and award speeches that he gave. And then really, I mean, at the end of his life, he said, "You'll find me in my books. That's where I am." And so that's exactly where I looked. And so I surrounded myself, I started collecting his work, and the story came together so organically in this way that I just wanted every detail of the art and the text in this book to point back to him and to celebrate his books and what they've meant to, you know, the form of a picture book and children's books. Yeah.
What did, and you read about this, but I mean, yeah. even the idea that, the ideas that he would have for these children books came yeah. from all kinds of different sources.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny, and he even has said too, he kind of hated that question because he's like, it's hard to pin down exactly where a story comes from, but people want to know, like, for someone who is so prolific and so, and is making books that people are connecting with. But yeah, he, specifically for Frog and Toad, he spent a couple summers with his family in Vermont renting this A-frame cabin. And so the time there was special with his family, but also they really got to know frogs and toads and all different sorts of critters. But it was a couple years after his family, you know, summer there that he sat down wanting to tell a story. He had a chair that he sat in. He had a specific notebook. He had a pencil, and he would just sit in this chair and he just wrote down the first line of the first Frog and Toad book. And he was like, there's something there.
Yeah, there's something yeah. there. I mentioned in the introduction the gorilla suit. On the
yes.
same page, we learn about the gorilla suit. We learn
yes.
that as a boy,
yeah.
as an adult,
yeah.
he had the gorilla suit.
Yeah.
As a boy, his parents had a lobster in the refrigerator they were getting ready to have for dinner.
Right.
And he tries to adopt the lobster to save
yes.
its life.
Yes, yes. And he calls himself, you know, an unrepentant anthropomorphist. So he loved drawing animals, and he had a certain, kindred feeling with animals. And so, you know, his kids had a lot of pets. He loved animals. But it was just like in including those details, he was just a person who loved the absurd. He loved being silly and being funny. And he loved stories that, you know, celebrated humor and absurdity. And so putting in those details just meant to represent that. And he spoke a lot too about the sense of child wonderment that, you know, being someone who makes books for children for a living, that he still has that, you know, at the heart of who he is, this sense of childhood wonderment. Yeah.
The term you use in the book, professional daydreamer.
Yes, yes. And he called himself that. He was like, this is my job. He celebrated that. And so including, like, he had always wanted a gorilla suit, and his daughter, Adrienne.
Who doesn't?
I know. Don't we all just want to be able to walk around in a gorilla suit? But he talks about, as someone who makes books for children, that's something he could get away with. He could have it. So he actually did walk around his neighborhood in Brooklyn, just wearing a gorilla suit. And no one batted an eye. They're like, there's the guy who makes books for kids.
See, that's how times have changed. Because if a guy got into a gorilla suit today and walked around Brooklyn.
Right.
Well, actually, nothing would be.
Right. I saw one recently. I was like, oh, I should be wearing a gorilla suit
just
to
do the same,
every
same
event.
Thing.
Yeah.
In our time left, tell a beautiful event that will take place tonight, 6 o'clock at the Schenectady County Public Library, the main branch. And
yeah.
you'll be there.
I will.
You'll be talking about the book and meeting kids. And it'll be very, very cool because I'm sure that many of these children are well aware
yeah.
of Arnold LaBelle and his books.
Yeah. And so we'll just be celebrating his books. I'll read some of my favorites of his. I'll read this book, point out all the details, lots of Easter eggs that reference a lot of his books. We'll draw together. There might be a Frog and Toad trivia show. Who knows?
Oh, I thought you were going to say there's going to be a Frog and Toad.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, be cool too. But
yeah.
trivia's good.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a lot of fun.
Yeah, so brush up before tonight, everybody.
It's Outside In and the Inside Out, a story about Arnold LaBelle. It's a beautiful book.
Oh,
it's
thank
gorgeous.
You.
Gorgeous. It's out from Viking.
Mm-hmm.
Just came out last week.
Yes.
And I'm so happy that you came here and not only this radio station but to Schenectady to share about it and tell us about somebody who spent a part of their creative life here. So that's
yeah.
just wonderful to have you here. Again, the event is at 6 p.m. tonight at the Schenectady County Public Library. You can find out more by going to SCPL. It's Schenectady County Public Library. SCPL.org. Emmy Kastner, you are wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a gorgeous event.
Thank you so much for having me.
I so appreciate you being here. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.